Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Time to get smarter about the old-time hockey game. Our friend Alan May joins the program. Mayday, what's up,
what
man?
Up, Mate?
How you been?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good to be with you again.
We're doing good, man.
Good to be with you, dude.
How important was it for them to get that victory last night, Alan?
It very, very, because it had been a very tough week. They had trouble scoring goals, and they came out early, and they scored that first pair. They got the third one, but all of a sudden, those young – super fast, incredible hockey players on Ottawa Senators reminded me of the old Caps Rock the Red, the way they were flying up and down the ice. But they hung strong. They found a way to win. They had incredible goaltending, as it seems they do every single game. So it's just a matter of getting on track. And sometimes when you're struggling to get your game back, you have to just kind of – they didn't throw the game plan out the window, but they added an extra layer of intensity, and it was a whole lot of layers, I should say, and everyone was in on it, and it was great to see Tom Wilson be the physical catalyst to bring everything along last night.
Alan, so I wasn't familiar. I guess I had heard the term before, but it had been a while. What is it, the Bobby Orr hat trick? What do they call what Willie did last night?
It's called a Gordie Howe hat trick, and the funny thing about it is that Gordie Howe only had, I think, one of them in his entire hockey career. And it's a goal and assist and a scrap. And so Wilson got his. He's had, I know he's had two for sure, but I would like to think he's had more. I only had, at the NHL level, I think I only had one or two. And in the minor leagues, I felt like I had one every single game. And junior, it was certainly, when I played junior hockey, it was certainly almost every single game. Whether it was regular season or playoffs or preseason, that was kind of the mode I was in all the time.
What was the first one you got of the three, the scrap?
I can't remember, because what I used to love to do, I had a lot of fights. When you put it all together, I had close to 400 fights between preseason, training camp, regular season, playoffs, and I left home in the 11th grade to play junior hockey, and it was a way different world back then. It was basically caveman rules, or prison rules, they like to call it. And it was like that until I got to the NHL. Then the NHL started to crack down on a lot of the things that were going on. And now since, I think it was 05 when the NHL lost the season, they changed a lot of the rules. And they made it so it was a lot different. They were supposed to call a lot more penalties. So we don't get it as often, but when we do, we celebrate it a lot more.
Yeah, it was so Brian and I were both at the game last night. It was a really good atmosphere, I thought. And they jump out to that big 3-0 lead. Then Willie gets a fight. It was like checking all the boxes of all the stuff you wanted to happen at a Caps game. I think it's a little silly for us to get too concerned over any one game in a season where they lead the Metropolitan Division by 12 points, right? Like they lead the Eastern Conference by 7. Still, though, this isn't their best stretch. And then to give up that lead, thank goodness they held on and won it in the shootout. But how much concern do you allow for this last week or so where things just haven't looked right?
Yeah, I would have a lot of concern if when the players were getting interviewed, whether it's, you know, after practice or after the game, if they acted like, oh, it's okay, and, you know, played it off like, oh, we'll turn it up when we need to. Well, that's not how it works. And you've got to be at your level best as much as possible. And it's just a stretch. Teams go just like anyone else. You know, you guys, you know, people in business, people that got to hump it out every day. You know, you got your rhythms in life, and sometimes you're in a downswing, and everyone on the team is a little bit down and look like they lacked, you know, they just lacked the energy. And sometimes that's what happens. They had a few weeks off, then they came back and they scored 15 goals. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, the world came to an end because they only scored 4 goals over the next 3 games. So you can't be too concerned. They still lead the National Hockey League in goals. But the biggest thing is they know that they have to be in it mentally. And that part's got to, you know, find a way to inspire them to play a great physical brand of hockey. And the way I wanted them to get out of the doldrums of the past week was I wanted them to bring the physicality to the game, up the intensity, and it had to be their physical leaders. It's Wilson, and actually, believe it or not, it's Ovechkin. Mm-hmm. And then you got Dowd and Duhame, and then on defense you've got Roy and Ferravari are kind of the guys that play the body the most. But you need to push and shove after the whistles. You need to agitate. I saw Connor McMichael doing it last night. I saw Lars Eller and Mangiapane getting involved. And, you know, it's just good to push and shove and look. You know, it's good to be bitter out there and not let things just take them as they come. I thought they were very polite in the last couple of games that they had at home. Last night, they were far from that. They were somewhat belligerent. The refereeing was horrible, and that added to a lot of the emotion.
Yeah.
That certainly put Ottawa back in the game because – we saw things that were being called early. All of a sudden, late in the game, they weren't calling, and the Caps weren't getting the calls they should have.
Sandin, you know, little cheap shot?
Well, you know, the Sandin, to me, you know, as a guy that played for a long time and been watching forever, it's just one of those incidental contacts where two guys are kind of watching the play and they skate into each other. You remember a long time ago when Dave Steckel, I believe it was, and Sidney Crosby in that Outdoor Classic game in Pittsburgh, that happened, and Sid got his bell rung pretty bad, but it was at the time when Sidney was, you know, dealing with a lot of concussions, and it's just one of those things. You know, two guys, you know, you see guys running to each other warm-up on the same team. They don't get penalized or suspended, and guys in football, they run into each other. Mm-hmm. Baseball, we see the comedy of errors all the time. So, to me, that's not the one. It was the blatant hooking. Even with 10, 11 seconds left in overtime, Ovechkin was tripped in front of the net. And it was so blatant, the ref was watching it, that should have been blown down as soon as the puck got up to the D-man. And then, all of a sudden, it was actually shot out of the corner by the opposition, the Senators, that it should have been a power play for the last 10 seconds. Win the faceoff, set up a play, and let Ovechkin or Carlson have the power bomb from in tight. And, you know, they had a lot of reason to be upset with the refereeing, but sometimes it's good to have that to deal with the adversity. And, you know, it gets you pissed off and ups your ante, and maybe you can bring that aggression into the next game.
Do you think any of the Ovi chasing the goal thing is kind of like putting pressure on them, on the team?
Not at all. And the way they've approached this this season has been about being far better than last year. Last year they had to play not a very pretty brand of hockey. It wasn't physical. It wasn't fast. And they had to stay in the middle of the ice, and they kind of checked the puck, and they were all in on the shot blocking and defending with their sticks. This season, a far better hockey team, and they went out there right from the start to prove people wrong that it wasn't just about the goal chase. That's on Alex. That's on Alex to up his game at all times, move his legs, and when he's moving his legs, he gets better shot opportunities. He puts more into the shot. And I would have to commend Carberry and the rest of the coaching staff is that they don't tailor-make the games for Ovi to go out there. They go for everyone, Ovechkin and every other player, to go out, be successful, play solid both ways. When the power play struggles, it's on everyone to get it better, coaching staff included, penalty kill. It's on the guys that run the penalty kill, and it's on the players to block shots, get sticks in lanes, get their clear. So they're focused on winning. I think the number one thing, you know, we know that Alex will break that record. And they want another crack at the Stanley Cup. That's the best drug there is in sports, B-Miss. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
What we've been able to witness with teams, you know, you win, it adds years to your career, and it gives you the greatest memories ever. It's the greatest shot of adrenaline you could ever receive in your life to finally hear, you know, the buzzer go at the end of a game and you win a championship. So they're all focused on that. There's just a few guys left over that were here for the Stanley Cup, And there's some guys, there's a lot of guys, every guy would say, that wants to go out there and win another Stanley Cup. And what a great city to do it in. And I've never seen a better day down at the National Mall. That Stanley Cup parade was like no other that I've ever seen. It was phenomenal. And I want to see another one of those.
Dude, me too. Talking with our friend Alan May here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can watch Alan every night. Monumental Sports Network covers the Caps, whether it's hosting or now in the booth. Alan does a tremendous job. Alan May underscore 16 if you want to follow him. Mayday, I went last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, the Caps unveiled a plaque over at Georgetown Harbor at like Riverside Grill
and
Tony and Joe's. Because
the fountain.
Commemorating Ovi and the boys going swimming in there and being there for this plaque, you know, arrival, and Backstrom and Oshie being there. It reminded me of that year and that run and how incredible it was. You know this team. I asked John Walton this yesterday. You know this team, and you knew that team. You saw it up close, personally, the guys involved. Does this feel like a team with that kind of run in it?
Well, that year, I remember telling all the broadcast guys, and a bunch of us went out in Pittsburgh after Ovi's 1,000th game, and it was March 1st, I believe. And from the way they played that night in Pittsburgh, I said they finally have what it takes. And this is a team that will win the Stanley Cup. And I told the guys that I was with, they could verify it. I said, you know, guys, I do not bet, but if I were you, I would bet the Stanley Cup, the Caps big time to win the Stanley Cup. And I've got the feeling what I like about this team, what I really like about this team is the togetherness. It's been there all season long. When I've been traveling with them, there's no cracks in the armor. The way I see them play and stick up for each other. And as it gets down here, you know, it can be exhausting being at the top of the heap. And as they go down to refine their game, they've got a very worrisome next few days because it is the trade deadline on Friday at 3 p.m. It'll end. And, you know, everyone wants to stay. And there are a lot of players around the league that want to be on this team and try to have a crack at the Stanley Cup. And when you think of it, you know, that team, I love the defense of the team that won the Cup. I really, really like this defense here. This one might even be better, but they've got to win to prove it. The goaltending on both of these big goaltenders that are under contract for the next 3 years together, and Logan Thompson for 6, and I think arguably every night in the National Hockey League, LT is having the best season with Connor Hellebuck in Winnipeg, but LT stole the show last night. The way he played in the third period, the way he played in the overtime and the shootout, he was spectacular. And then you look at the depth of the forward, and I like big teams. They're big. If not the biggest, they're one of the top three in the National Hockey League, and they play, they push teams to the outside when they're all on the same page, and most nights they are. It's just a matter of getting that groove back, and I expect to see some great things in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
How important was that for them to get both of those goalies locked up?
And how new was that idea to lock two goalies up, not just one?
Well, I kept telling everyone, you know, why would you break it up? And LT has had a way better season than anyone expected. And he plays with somewhat of a chip on his shoulder. He wants to prove that he is the guy, but he's still a great teammate. Charlie Lindgren came here, I think he was 28, probably 29 years old when he became a regular in the National Hockey League, when he was even here being on the bench. And he started out as a backup and took over the net. He's been the consummate teammate. The players love him. And why would you get rid of a guy and offset the chemistry? You got two guys that want to play here, two guys that wanted to sign contracts. I have a feeling Charlie could have got more money. He would have gotten more money on the open market. Someone would have paid him a lot more. But he wants to be here. He's got $9 million coming his way over the next three seasons after this. So I love it. You look at a lot of teams, they've got to sign their goaltender to, you know, if they've got an alpha, they've got to send them to $8, $9, $10 million just for one guy. And we've seen that, $11 million. And you look at Shesterkin in New York, and the Caps have both of their guys for, I think, $8.85 million for the next 3 years. The salary cap always goes up. And there is no salary cap when you have an owner that wants to win it, because you find every means possible to make sure that you spend money and make money happen. There's always a trade to make, whether it's a draft pick, a prospect, a key player, to find money. And there's always, you know, long-term injury and reserve. You use that when you see guys are going to be out for a while. When you have a great owner and great ownership, we see it around the league, they utilize that. So it's important that the Caps kept both of these guys, and they have trust. And that's the biggest thing you could have in your goaltending. When you look down in your crease and you trust that guy, no matter what level, what league, whether it's youth hockey, minor hockey, collegiate, the minor leagues, it is imperative that you have a great goaltender, and the Caps have two of them.
You know what? You could tell, you talked about that trust. The trust in that team, and then the trust I think Thompson must have in himself, in the shootout particularly, but the whole third period, overtime, all of it, he was outrageous.
He was those wrist
saves, I mean, the glove saves, it was unbelievable. Yeah. I was so impressed by that dude last night.
Well, he's a battler, and he, as I said, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. I love the guy. When I'm talking to him, he's a great kid. He's funny. He's energetic. But the way he plays, it's almost like he's taunting players, and you know he's forcing them and try to tell them where to shoot the puck. Last night they were going for the glove, and then he knew they were going for the five hole, and he took it away.
Yeah,
and he's kind of got the gunslinger mentality, and the coaching staff has so much trust in both of these guys that they're in a great situation as they go down the stretch here. They'll topple 100 points. They'll be in the 40 plus to close to 50 or early 50s in the wins. And they probably need to get on the road to get some of that. I think they've been home too long with the break and this homestand.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're going to put them out on the road, and that's where the camaraderie builds again. And the guys, you know, just focus on playing the game, laughing, enjoying themselves, and become a tighter-knit group.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm wrong on this, Alan, and you played there, you would know. I think going to MSG helps. Because there's that jolt of energy that the Garden and New York City bring, and I just think that will be like a little jolt they could use right now.
Well, the Rangers, after the last couple of games, think they're the best team in the National Hockey League. They've traded almost, I'd say, a third of their roster from what they started the season with. Their team's completely different than where it was there.
They've won a couple
best
in a
defense,
row.
Yeah, their best defenseman, Adam Fox, is out with an injury. They're rotating their two goaltenders right now, and they brought in JT Miller from the Vancouver Canucks, who's got an engine. And you know, they were talking about trading. It sounded like every single player needed to be traded. And when you look at their roster at the start of the year, I don't know what happened, but I thought for sure they'd be a top tier team. And all of a sudden, they were eating their own and trading guys and trying to find the right remedy. And it'll be big for the Capitals to go in there. It'll be a crash and bang type of game. It'll be a goaltenders duo. It's going to be about discipline, staying out of the penalty box. And players do love playing in Madison Square Garden. No matter how bad the ice is, it's a pretty cool and awesome event right from when they start doing the player introductions about 2.5-3 minutes before the puck is dropped. They've got a great show. It's fun to go in there, and it's more fun to get a W and send everyone home unhappy.
Hell yeah.
Now, when do you think Ovi breaks the record, if he breaks it this year?
Well, the way he scores, and last night he was pumping the shots at net, and Ullmark got lucky on one that hit the shoulder, then it just went out, grazed his shoulder, then hit the top of the crossbar. He had another one I thought hit the post. I'm betting on him because he's been streaky and he's moving his legs again. He really needed the Four Nations break. I hope he does it, and I want him to do it here in the month of March. And we got a couple more games here at home. As long as they continue moving their legs, they'll get more power play opportunities. He was moving his legs last night, and when he's moving his legs, throwing hits and shooting the puck with high volume, he scores goals. And he likes the big stage tomorrow night in Madison Square Garden. I expect a big one out of Ovechkin, and I want him. And I kept telling guys, they were going, we don't think he's going to break it till next year. I said, don't forget, he's capable of scoring 3 goals at any time, 4 goals at any time. And before he broke his fibula, he had 5 goals in 2 games. He probably would have ended that night in Salt Lake City the way he was going there with about 4 or 5, and that record would be broken by now and be looking at him creeping into the 900. So I expect Ovechkin to have a few more big games here in the next little while, and the closer he gets, the great Gretzky's going to be around, Gary Bettman's going to be around. That's and cool. Ovi will be hyped, and so will his teammates, to get that record broken.
That is really cool. Alan, quickly, and I don't want to put you in a weird spot, but I wanted to say this. Obviously, everybody wants Locker to recover as fast as possible. We all love Craig. We love Locker, but you've been great. I watch all the Caps games, and you've done it before. It's not like it's a big departure for you to be in the booth with Joe B, but I just want you to know you've been great, and as a Caps fan watching the broadcast, you guys haven't missed a beat, man.
Well, thank you very much, and it's an honor that Craig trusted me to do this while in his absence. And, you know, I miss being around him because he makes me laugh, and when he's with Joe Beninati, they make me laugh even more. And last night before the game, it started about 5 o'clock, and Joe got me going, and I couldn't even talk. I couldn't watch the plays, you know, like do any of the rehearsals because Joe was so funny. And when the two of them are together, I love being on the road with the guys.
Yeah.
In the mornings between 10 and 2, it is complete comedy. They should have their own sitcom. I miss Locker, and you know, I still wait for a replay sometimes and expecting to hear Locker. So the big difference in the two things that I've been doing, you know, in the pregame post, I know I've been between the benches before, but it's a lot different. You've got to think in real time. Normally I'm analyzing things. I've got, you know, I can process my thoughts for the intermissions and the postgame show, whatever, or even the pregame show. But all of a sudden, it's live ammo, and you've got a different vantage point. You're looking at the players from a different angle, not looking at the big screen or mid-level of the arena. So it's been awesome. I love doing it, but I also miss and want Craig Laughlin to be back here, and I really, really would love for Joe B to get that call, not the national networks, to make sure Joe B's voice is on an iconic call as he was there for the first goals that Obi scored.
Yeah.
So many great, important goals that this franchise has had. And it's just not right if it's not Locker and Joe B on the call. And I really hope and pray that that happens.
My suggestion is if they're going to do it like they normally do, have an alt cast, and they could call it and just turn off the national people and listen to Joe B then.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, hopefully they do find a way, even if we did a shadow broadcast for sale on, you know, online years later, because, you know, the national, they do pay a lot of money, TNT and ESPN, to be the broadcast partners.
Yeah.
But I know that the Capitals fan base wants to hear Joe B.
Absolutely.
Make that call, and we want to hear Locker laughing and so excited about it. And to me, that would be a dream come true for the franchise and for our network.
Mayday, thank you for the time,
bro.
Appreciate it.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Hey, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Alan May does a tremendous – you can't think of Caps hockey without thinking of Alan.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where it is.
Alan said he had 400 fights. I wonder if he played 400 games.
Dude, that's a lot of fighting. I wouldn't mess with that guy.
Damn.
Remember that night we were at the old Tommy Joe's?
Yeah.
And that dude was kind of – what are you thinking? Here's what I know is warm weather's coming, man. The temperatures are heating up, and you got to be sure your air conditioning system can keep up. Now is the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. There's a lot of benefits to a Crop Metcalf maintenance check, like increasing the efficiency of your system, in turn decreasing energy bills, spotting small problems before they turn into costly repairs. Not to mention, it's recommended by the equipment manufacturers. Don't wait. Call today. Get peace of mind no matter what the unpredictable D.C. weather is going to do tomorrow. Do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Our technician. Understand the intelligence that JP has. B. Mitch and Finley. Ooh, we got a trade. This one's not particularly sexy. I am not hyping this up. But looks like, per Schefter, the Rams are sending veteran offensive lineman Jonah Jackson to the Chicago Bears for a sixth.
And Jonah, didn't he go to Alabama?
I will look that up, Brian. What the Bears definitely need, though, is O-line to try to protect Caleb. It's going to be fascinating, though, when they add all these O-linemen. Like, that's when you get to really see if Caleb can play in a – now, he went to Rutgers and then Ohio State.
Wow.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, with Caleb, it's a little chicken and eggy as far as is he off schedule because he's not protected or – does the protection break down because he's always off schedule?
He likes to do stuff off schedule. He did it in college. He did it at Oklahoma and at USC. And then he does it in college. Like, he drops back. He'll hit and nobody's around him. And then he just starts running around. And his receivers used to be running with the look on their face like, what the hell are you doing? I'm open. So he has to figure that out, man.
Yeah. It's going to be fascinating what happens with the Bears. That's going to be a fascinating subplot. And I don't know what the answer is. I listened to Part of My Take. That PFT commenter is a friend of the show, comes on a lot, caught up for some beers in Indy. I listen to their podcast. They get incredible guests. They're probably the biggest sports podcast in the country. And so they got a Ben Johnson interview, which I thought PFT was funny. You know what PFT's first question was? To Ben Johnson,
mm-hmm.
He said,
"Oh, about
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if you were going to show up for a scheduled interview." But Ben Johnson seems really smart, man. He seems like he might be able to build that thing. Watching the Bears is going to be really impressive. Now, every day this week, we're doing a free agency preview, right? And as we go forward with this today, yesterday we did the interior of the lines, D tackles, guards, centers.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're talking about the exterior of the line. So you're talking offensive tackles, DNs, edge rushers, whatever you want to call them, because there's lots of different names for that stuff now.
Yep.
Now, Jonah Jackson wasn't on today's information. One, because he wasn't a pending free agent. That's why the Rams just traded him. Two, he's an interior guy. There is something I find interesting in the edge rusher trade discussion. Now, obviously, Myles Garrett came out and requested a trade. He posted it on his social media. He's been very clear that he wants a trade.
Wants out.
So it's easy to discuss Myles Garrett trade scenarios. You had somebody texting you last night trade scenarios, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I listened to PFT's podcast. And in the past two episodes, I believe, they had Diana Rossini and Adam Schefter. And I couldn't help but notice both of them, unprompted, kind of asked, you know, what else do you think could happen this offseason that could be crazy? And the interviews were independent of one another. They weren't speaking at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, individually, independently, unprompted, brought up Max Crosby.
Okay.
Crosby has 2 years left on his deal with no guaranteed money. He's not playing on that deal.
No guaranteed money.
Well, and B, I'm curious if you agree with me. I see no way Max Crosby, week one, September 6th, Raiders Seahawks, whoever the hell they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Max Crosby's on that field under the current terms of that contract.
Hell no. Not at all.
And I think Crosby's a little younger than Garrett. Garrett is fantastic. Crosby is right there with him.
He's a motor.
He only played 12 games last year. The sack total dipped a bit. Crosby, if you have to pay $100 to get Garrett, you probably have to pay $97 to get Crosby. Does that sound? Like, maybe it's a little bit less, but it ain't much less.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, the Crosby thing probably won't happen until the draft. I don't think Garrett will either, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Raiders, you got Tom Brady and Matt Stafford skiing together in Montana. They clearly thought they had a real chance at getting Stafford.
Yeah, now they got to look for one.
I personally, apparently Brady's way more involved in running that operation now, right? I just find it really hard to believe that Tom Brady, a dude that was just a straight-up winner from day one in the NFL. You always reference this. The best free agent quarterback that's going to be available, because right now, Cousins, Rodgers, those dudes aren't technically available. Darnold is going to be available.
Rodgers is.
I don't think they've officially released him yet.
I thought they already released him.
Brian, look that up. I could be wrong on that. Do you think Brady would sign Darnold? Because I don't.
No.
It doesn't sit right in my brain
He would probably say, look, I'm a nice guy, but, you know, we're not winning with him.
Brady is driven by championships. Like, dude, Atlanta signed Kirk Cousins because they had so much quarterback instability. They just wanted some stability.
Yeah.
I really like Kirk. That's not a move to win a title, though.
Hell no.
Brady ain't making stability moves. I think when you can't get Stafford, maybe he thinks it's Rodgers, but I have a hard maybe. I don't know. But
he might have a problem with Rodgers.
I think it's entirely possible the Raiders, and maybe Pete Carroll's not the right guy for this at his age. If the Raiders take a real look at the mirror. Now, they have a ton of cap space. They have more than Washington does. 90 mil.
Mm.
Like, the last thing you want to do is just throw that at people for... If you don't have a quarterback, you're probably not going to compete.
Yeah. But,
and then maybe what do you get if you make a move on Crosby? Like, you're getting a ton return.
But they need to get a quarterback that is going to galvanize and bring people together, not one that separates people.
And that's Rodgers.
What is he going to get? They'll get Rodgers, and then Devontae going to go back to L.A. now? Now you all of a sudden want to play for him?
Would you want Devontae here?
I think it would have to be at a proper price, but I really believe that if you're trying to build what you're trying to build the way that you said, I think he's just as one that separates, pull people apart just like damn Aaron Rodgers.
The Devontae stuff ended up really interesting because I feel like he was nothing but considered a good dude leader. And then I almost feel like Aaron Rodgers brought him down with him. You know? Maybe that's silly, but to want to leave the Packers, I think, was crazy too. But he could play. I mean, he still finished last year with, I think, over 1,000 yards from scrimmage, 8 touchdowns. The Adam stuff is interesting. I don't really see it being an issue for Washington. I wouldn't close the door on it. I want to get specifically into some of the dudes that are definitely available. Washington right now on the edge has 2 dudes signed to next year. Dorrance Armstrong and last year's 7th rounder, I believe, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. Farrell's a free agent. Fowler's a free agent. Jalen Holmes is a free agent. Andre Jones Jr. is signed to a futures deal. When we say they're going to be busy next week, you have to add players. Like they have so few players under contract, and maybe that means bringing... I'm fascinated by what Fowler's market looks like, because I did once have a player tell me every sack's worth $1.25 million in free agency. Mm. He had 10 and a half of them.
Woo!
Is his market true to that number?
Mm.
There is a lot to figure out. B. Mitch tells me what he wants to do on the edge when we return. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. When the game tips off, the NBA in action is just beginning on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. Has to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Gambler.
B.
Yo.
Dorrance Armstrong, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. They're going to have to sign two dudes over the next
at least
3 weeks. Like, and maybe some of their D tackles they think can move on the outside. Where do you stand on wanting Cleland Farrell back?
I liked him.
If you had to pick between Farrell and Fowler, who do you want back?
Fowler was there more often.
Dog, he gave you very little against the run.
Still, he gave you a lot against the pass.
Dude, he finished with 10 and a half sacks, and I think he got jobbed. I thought at least, I think he had 3 sacks overturned by roughing, and I think he got jobbed on at least two of those.
A lot of those was BS.
Now, the good thing, if you want either of these guys back, do you think Fowler gets paid on the 10 and a half sacks? What do you think Fowler's market is after a season like that?
He got 10.5, and I know his agent is telling them he should have 14, and they're going to look at it, and they probably think the same thing, but they're going to try to play it down, but he'll get paid off of those sacks.
I'm not going – if I'm in charge, and I'm not paying just off that production. Honestly, I mean, Washington, they should hope he gets that kind of money, and then you get a comp pick at 26 on it.
Yeah.
So over the cap has him at about a little less than $7 million. But dude, there's just not that. So of the pass rushers that are available in free agency, Fowler's an older player. He is going to be 31 when training camp starts. Sweat's going to cost a lot, multi-years. Mac's going to cost a lot, probably 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think of Hassan Reddick be? Reddick was really good in Philly.
Reddick was really good, but how many years had he hadn't really played in a year and a half or so?
Yeah.
And you got to find out where he's at now. You know, I understand what he was, but if you're not going to pay a guy from what he just did last year, it's going to be hard to go by a guy what he was.
Well, I wonder what kind of market Reddick has based on that. You know what I mean?
It probably some people out there are a little pissed at him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, look, dude, you haven't played, and I have to find out if you can play again.
And, dude, a small part of me, if you look at Hassan Reddick's career numbers, he popped his last year in Arizona. You know, also happened to be a contract year. Goes to the Panthers for a year. 11 sacks, productive player.
Mm-hmm.
Then he lands in Philly, and he's super productive.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles' D-line production makes me nervous to pay for it in free agency.
Yeah, but the thing about it,
so
you have to watch him. He was whipping people's ass.
Totally.
Just straight up. It had nothing to do with them. Just
even that Super Bowl he was.
Yeah, he balled out. But I'm saying.
Last year, you left for a year. Complete disaster.
Yeah, you left. And you haven't played in over that year. So people are going to be like, they're not going to just pay you based on what you did. And I think
he
kind
of. Didn't he ask out of Philly? Because he wanted to get paid. He thought they were going to pay him. Then he thought the Jets were going to pay him.
The Jets took him and said they were going to pay him. And then they decided, oh, we're not paying you. They thought they could just get past it. And he said, okay, well, I'm not going to play then.
Four teams in 8 years with a couple of different I want out of here situations gives me a little pause.
Mm-hmm.
On a team, a Washington team that had just great culture, vibes, locker room.
That's the reason I worry about, like, if you're trying to build something, then you got to have people around that want to be here and not going to be that person that's going to cause the issues. So
when he's right, he can play. You wonder if you get a discount because of all the stuff.
No, you don't.
He might not want that, but like the market, like you said, there might be enough people mad at him.
Yeah,
that
the market will speak it. But like, I just think ultimately, you're in a position right now where you're starting afresh, starting anew. But if you were a team that had the culture completely built and had all the right people around, you want a guy like that on your team. You can care less about all his distractions because he can ball.
As long as he's coming in ready to play and there's none of this BS about like, oh, well, I'm not playing until I get a new contract. He's a free agent. So well, see, that, whatever contract you don't tell him
I'm going to give you a contract.
Right. That's what Peters did with Debo. I got a name I like. I'm curious what you think. And perhaps this is because he always tends to perform well against Washington. Azeez Ojulari, 6'3", 240. Was a second rounder by the Giants back in 21. Dude, he's only going to be 25 when training camp opens.
Mm-hmm.
He came out of Georgia early. Been banged up. His rookie season, he played all 17 games. He had 8 sacks as a rookie. He's missed time the last few years. But last year in 5 starts, he had 6 sacks. I mean, he's a productive player when he's on the field. Obviously, you gotta consider the health.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, Ojulari's not a guy that costs you a lot. He's super young. And if you can get – if your medicals are comfortable with it, like, that's the kind of guy I'd at least want to discuss.
But, like, if I'm worried about the medicals, then, I mean, I discuss
them. I don't know that you are. I don't know what the medical situation is.
But my whole thing is you bring him in. If he could play, that's the first thing. Can he play?
He can play.
If he can play and he fits my system, I go with him. I'll go look at it. But I just, listen, I don't care about how much it's going to cost if the guy can play. Because you know what? The market is going to dictate what they're going to make anyway. So after that, once I find out you can play, then I'm going to look for you. And then they have a game plan of who they're going to look for and how much money they're going to make.
You think DQ will want to call up Tank Lawrence, another free agent? He's been damn good over the years.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be 34 when camp opens.
Yeah. So, you know, he may be one of those guys you kick the tires for a year. I don't think it's going to be nothing longer than that.
If I'm signing a 33-year-old player, I'd go for Khalil Mack. But Tank Lawrence can play, and if you get him and you think he's healthy, DQ obviously has a relationship there. If all right, we got a breaker. Landfill's going to kill me. It's fair. We're long over. I am not anti-Mack. I want that known. I am pro-Mack. One-year deal. Pay the man. He's a Hall of Famer. I think he can help, and he's really good against the run, which they really need a lot of help with. When we come back, Barry Svrluga joins the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.